This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold a place. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands. Sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America! 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432 of the refugees. I'm going to talk about this. 872 refugees that were kept out by the Trump travel ban are going to be let in. Nice. Of course, the media isn't going to talk about that. The Trump administration said Tuesday that internal communications problems and overreach by some airlines had complicated the rollout of an immigration order that temporarily bars entry to the U.S. for people from seven countries. Now, Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly told reporters, "We cannot gamble with American lives." At least officials say they had banned more than 700 foreigners with U.S. visas from entering the United States in the first 3 days of the travel ban. Okay? The first day was like 109. But at least another 872 people who have been granted refugee status but were denied entry into the United States over the weekend will be allowed in this week. Nice. Okay? The media's not going to report about that. Okay? They're not going to. Now, during a meeting with small business leaders on Monday morning, President Donald Trump mocked Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer for becoming emotional while talking about the president's recent travel ban. After complaining about Democrats moving slowly to confirm his cabinet nominees, the president turned to the topic of Chuckie Schumer and said he was faking it when he started to cry in a press conference on Sunday. See, this is why Trump is hilarious, man. Who would do that? Who would call out somebody like that? It's because you know that in the past, you know, if you thought somebody was BSing, right, you would just say it privately. You wouldn't say it. You wouldn't come out and say it. But no, Trump goes there. He goes there, dude. So I want to play this for you. This was Trump on Tuesday talking about fake tears. Okay, listen.
Hello, everybody on the other side.
I noticed Chuck Schumer yesterday with fake tears. I'm going to ask him who is his acting coach, because I know him very well. I don't see him as a crier. If he is, he's a different man. There's about a 5% chance that it was real, but I think there were fake tears.
Now, Donald Trump knows Chuckie Schumer, okay? They've known each other for years. They're both New York guys, okay? Now, He's actually, Donald Trump's actually complimented the Senate majority, I'm sorry, minority leader in the past. In November, Trump tweeted, "I have always had a good relationship with Chuck Schumer. He is far smarter than Harry R. and has the ability to get things done. Good news." So, Chucky Schumer on, what was it, on Sunday? Yeah, on Sunday, he said, "This executive order was mean-spirited and un-American. It was implemented in a way that created chaos and confusion across the country. It will only serve to embolden and inspire those around the globe who want to do us harm." Okay, so that is Chucky Schumer, right? So today, fast forward today, okay, NBC's Kristen Welker to Sean Spicer. "How will Schumer back Gorsuch since Trump hurt his feelings?" I swear, that was the question. Listen, this is today at the White House. This is about wait a minute, here we go.
Let me just ask you about the confirmation hearing. Okay. How does the president plan to get Chuck Schumer on board with his pick for the Supreme Court, Neil Gorsuch, when he has referred to him as a clown and accused him of fake tears?
Well, across the spectrum, no matter your philosophical view of the court, I think his qualifications for the court, his academic background, make him an unbelievably highly qualified person. And so it's not just Chuck Schumer. I think the rest of the Senate, as he goes up there. But I think the interesting thing, hold on. I understand that. And I think Chuck Schumer has shown time and time again through this confirmation process with the cabinet that he's more interested in politics than actually moving the government along. And I think that is troubling. I would ask you that I think that the question needs to be asked to Chuck Schumer, why are you stalling all of these nominees? Why are you insisting on new requirements that you didn't assume for Sotomayor or Kagan? I mean, there's a point at which they need to get asked, why are they obstructing government at every step of the way? There's an element to which they need to be held accountable as well. They held certain standards in place for their nominees, both for the bench and for the cabinet. And the question is, are they going to live up to the same standards that they imposed on Republicans when they had nominees in a Democratic White House?
But does the president think that by personally insulting Chuck Schumer, that's...
But again, Kristen, I think that the goal is to get... I would go back. Chuck Schumer's not innocent in this. There's a lot of comments that he's made and a lot of accusations that he's thrown out there and a lot of politics that he's played. At some point, Chuck Schumer needs to be held accountable for his actions and his words.
Chucky Schumer! I mean, are you kidding me right now? Seriously? Well, Trump hurt his feelings. How do you expect him to vote for Neil Gorsuch? Are you kidding me right now? This is amazing. It's like a serious question. And she was, like, serious about it, too. How do you expect Chuck Schumer to back Gorsuch since Trump butthurt him? This is actually supposed to be serious journalism here. Okay. How do you expect him to back Gorsuch if he's been really mean? He's a really mean person. I'm telling you, every day is Christmas. Every single day is Christmas. I come downstairs and there's a pony. There's a bike, and there's a BB gun, and a really hot blonde, too. It's so stupid. It's just so stupid, but the media is very outraged. They're outraged how he talks. And this is going to be, I'm telling you, this is going to be a constant theme throughout the next 8 years, is how Donald Trump speaks to the media. You'd think that they would get it now after what? It's been 18 months now? You'd think they'd figure it out that... he's going to speak like this. This is how he speaks. There's not going to be a pivot. This is the president. Deal with it. Bruh. We'll be right back.
When you feel down and out, sing a song, get a Edward Woodson Show.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Relax your mind. Hey, while the MC rap, but if you talk... By the shake and bend. I'm not an MC who's talking all that junk. I run down a to the average of C. New Jack Sturmey. YP, she's a skeezer.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I'm just going to leave this here for you. Actor, director, Hollywood director, writer, and producer Judd Apatow warned conservatives on Twitter that last night's riot at UC Berkeley was just the beginning, adding, "When will all the fools who are still supporting Trump realize what is at stake?" Apatow, who directed the 40-year-old Virgin, Trainwreck, and Knocked Up, made the threatening tweet after far-left anti-fascist rioters assaulted numerous attendees, started fires, smashed up shops and ATMs, and attacked people's cars at gathering for Milo at UC Berkeley on Wednesday night. Apatow deleted the tweet shortly after, but not before we all noticed it. Filmmaker Lexi Alexander also defended the riot on Twitter, encouraging people to punch Nazis, riot when your college invites a Nazi, and set it all on fire. Interesting. That's the pot calling the kettle black, isn't it? In another tweet, Alexander claimed that hate speech is not free speech. And she said it three times in her tweet. Hate speech is not free speech. Hate speech is not free speech. Hate speech is not free speech. It's called incitement. It's a crime. After Apatow was called out on Twitter by one of the Breitbart editors, he claimed to have deleted his tweet because it was vague. He said, "I never supported violence. I do support peaceful protest against hateful people and awful ideas." I guess, again, you don't like diversity of thought. You love diversity, you just don't like diversity of thought. And this just goes to show you how completely out of touch liberals are. Because you have this idiot, Sarah Silverman, who's calling for the military to overthrow the fascist Donald Trump. Okay? Little does she realize that, people in the military hated your candidate. People in the military overwhelmingly voted for Donald Trump. So you think when it comes down to a military coup, they're going to be with you? No. They're not with her. Sorry. This is how stupid people are. This is how stupid these people are. But it was a lot of, prominent left-wing journalists, celebrities, that responded to the violent riot and beatings of Trump supporters. They actually encouraged and defended or justified the attacks. Trump supporters were actually beaten with flagpoles. They were punched and stomped during the chaos. And another woman was pepper sprayed during a TV interview. Others were chased and stomped as the mob chanted, "Beat his ass." Rioters shot fireworks at the building in an effort to shut down the event. Okay? But I guess that's okay. I just mentioned, of course, Judd Apatow. The mayor of Berkeley, who is an elected official, also legitimized the riots by calling them a reaction to hate speech. "Using speech to silence marginalized communities and promote bigotry is unacceptable. Hate speech isn't welcome in our community." But hate is. Apparently riots are. After the riots, Google engineer Adrian Porter Felt called on people to donate to UC Berkeley. BuzzFeed's Hannah Jewell apparently thought the beating and pepper spraying of women was funny. MSNBC producer Kyle Griffin slammed Trump for being upset over a Breitbart editor, presumably unaware of the fact that innocent people were beaten by the rioters. Vice columnist Hussein Kazvani's main gripe was that Milo was made to appear reasonable. Yeah, in relation to you, he is reasonable. Listening to Milo on Fox, in light of all the stuff happening on Berkeley and how he's been allowed to appear reasonable in all this. This is the violence that the mainstream media and the left have legitimized over the last 18 months. This process has intensified after news outlets like The Nation and Newsweek celebrated alt-right leader Richard Spencer being punched in the face during the inauguration last month. This is what happens when leftists openly call for Trump's assassination and argue that violent attacks on his supporters should not be condemned. I'm waiting for the media to say something about this. In fact, the media will never acknowledge that this was a violent riot because they want to maintain the chaos narrative that the Trump administration is illegitimate. The reality is that the only thing that is illegitimate is these protests. Because they're not protests, they're violent riots and have no place in a civilized society. It's outrageous that the media is not condemning this behavior. Again, it's easy to protect speech that you agree with. But what's harder, and I would argue more noble, is to protect the speech that you don't agree with. That is the point of free speech in this country. While I may not agree with your speech, I will defend your right to free speech. These leftists, these progressives, as they call themselves, are fascists because they don't allow free speech. And I have to tell you, I'm really to the point where I'm sick of this, and something's going to happen. Something bad is going to happen because these progressives think they can get away with it because they have. Nobody's been arrested. Really? Governor Jerry Brown? Be right back.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or twiningsusa.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
An Idle Mind is the Woodson's Workshop, and Edward loves company.
Well, the devil got my number, and the devil got my size, and the devil got my head, and the devil got my eyes. I'm trying hard to get up, unless he make it to my heart, cause I wanna make it back from the dark, dark, dark.
Don't be nervous. You've been kidnapped by The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show. You know, I've talked about this on my show a few times, and I just can't understand this, frankly. 877-317-6432 is the number here. You know, like Judd Apatow, the director, writer, director, producer, you know, you come out and you make these silly pronouncements. And I just don't understand this, because you, why would you want to alienate half of your consumer base? Like, I don't get it. You know, you're in the business of trying to sell a product. Howard Schultz, Lyft, what have I talked about in the last few days? All these people, dude. Like, what? Stop! All these actors, these athletes. You know what? Again, why would you do this? I mean, and you make it easy now for me, because guess what? I'm not gonna go to Starbucks anymore. All right. Judd Apatow, I'm done with your movies. And it gets better, and I'll get to exactly what I'm talking about. But I just, again, I don't understand it. Like, why are you trying to alienate people? Case in point, Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, okay? He tapped into Facebook Live while he was getting a haircut, TMZ Sports reported. And he shared some observations on President Trump's first days in office. I want to play this for you. And within this, the context of this, he talks about being a Christian, and I just want you to listen to this, because, again, you know, I kind of liked the guy before, but now I can't stand him now. Just shut up. Like, why are you doing this? Why are you alienating everyone? I just, this is what I don't understand. He talked about how he thinks that Donald Trump isn't going to last 4 years. What is he talking about? And that he says that he's a Christian. And you still have to love everybody, no matter what our issues are. But then he said he's not going to last for 4 years. And then he said at the end that he wants Barack Obama to come back. He said, Barack, come back, come back, come back, Barack, come back. I mean, dude, again, why? Why? Do you really, seriously, you want me to hate you? I can't get this to play. I'm sorry. Anyway, it's not important. But he just, again, one of these athletes that are continuing to alienate me. Whether you're an athlete, you're a sports celebrity, whatever it is you are. Stop. I just, honestly, I don't get it. You know, I don't get it. Why are you doing this? Do you really want me to hate you? For instance, and believe me when I tell you, this Sunday, you're going to see the most politicized, I guarantee you, Super Bowl ever. They've got Lady Gaga. She's going to do this halftime show. See, here's another one. There's another one. Lady Gaga. You know, I'm sure Lady Gaga is has no love for Trump. Okay. Anheuser-Busch. Anheuser-Busch, I don't know if you saw this. They're doing this ad campaign that shows that Adolphus Busch was an immigrant. Are they making a political statement here? Obviously. Audi. Audi's got a new Super Bowl ad. And it appears to me like they were betting on Hillary big. They probably spent tons of money on this ad, and they decided, you know what, let's run it anyway. Who cares? Because we hate Trump. You're going to see all these anti-Trump ads, believe me. And then there's this underlying thing going on that everybody's hating on the Patriots. Okay? I want you to listen to this Audi. This is an Audi commercial, okay? That's going to air during the Super Bowl. Listen. Okay? I want you to listen to this.
What do I tell my daughter? Do I tell her that her grandpa's worth more than her grandma? That her dad is worth more than her mom? Do I tell her that despite her education, her drive, her skills, her intelligence, she will automatically be valued as less than every man she ever meets? Or maybe I'll be able to tell her something different.
All right, in this ad, okay, it's an ad for Audi commercial, and the father walks back to his car, right? And in the commercial, they say equal pay for equal work, okay, which, of course, was a big thing for Hillary. Equal pay for equal work. Audi is committed to equal pay for equal work and progress for everyone, and then the father drives away in an Audi. Now, the commercial's a little girl, and she's racing a soapbox derby deal. But again, Why are you trying to alienate half of the country? Do you not realize that half the country, that there are 60 million people that voted for Donald Trump? And that Donald Trump is the president now? It's not Hillary Clinton. For all your social justice crap, all it's doing is turning us off. It's not making us like you more. Like, again, Audi. I'm done with Audi now. Done with Audi. I'm done with Budweiser now. If I'm going to drink beer, I'm going to drink Sam Adams if it's American beer. Budweiser sucks anyway. But again, why are you interjecting your political views on the Super Bowl? I want to watch the Super Bowl. I watch sports because I want to get away from all this crap. Keep your pie hole shut. Act. Coach. Direct. Dance. Whatever it is that you do. But please. Again, it's just, you assume that everyone thinks like you, and obviously they don't. And you don't care. You're just going to, like, you know, stick it to the man or something. I don't get it. Are you really sticking it to the man? No, you are the man. The reason why people voted for Donald Trump is because they actually were sticking it to the man. That's what Donald Trump was about, sticking it to the man. You revolutionaries, you. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing this, Andre? On the show. Yeah.
Check it out. It's still Dre D. AK. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. How? My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They wanna know.
Welcome back to the show. 877. Excuse me. Wow. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I still can't get rid of this cold here. That's been lagging. And of course, when I speak for 3 hours, it doesn't help. At any rate, I was thinking about this. I've been thinking about this since last night. And what happened last night at Berkeley is really the culmination of what's been going on for a while in on college campuses. Of course, higher education's suppression of speech has been well publicized. But what's really odd and less well known is that campuses are increasingly co-opting the language of free speech and using it to justify censorship. That's what's going on. Here's one example. The designated free speech zones that exist on roughly 1 in 10 college campuses today. Think about this. The very existence of a free speech zone suggests that students' expression is limited elsewhere on campus. So am I to say that you only can have free speech in a free speech safe zone? Huh? And even in the free zones, the free speech zones, administrators, college administrators, often restrict who can speak, when, and for how long. In fact, dozens of universities have also used the language of free speech to justify trendy language matters or inclusive language campaigns. The point of these programs is to condition students to wince away from words and phrases deemed offensive, instead using politically correct substitutes. Among the campaign's common targets are "Hey Guys" and "Man Up." That's too gendered. As well as "Crazy." That's inconsiderate of people with mental illness. And "Lame." Disrespectful to the disabled. Ironically, and insidiously, these inclusive language campaigns seek to exclude opposing political or cultural viewpoints. It's an attempt to ban not only words, but also thoughts. University of Northern Colorado's Language Matters campaign last year warned students not to say "All Lives Matter." Really? You know, because that's offensive, I guess, to all lives. The Dean of Students, Katrina Rodriguez, defended the program in an email last June, saying it was about being mindful about how words can affect others and the conversations provide an opportunity for individuals to understand why particular language may be hurtful to someone else of our community of learners. Okay? The Inclusive Language Police at the University of Wisconsin's campus in Milwaukee and River Falls have also discouraged students from saying illegal immigrant or illegal alien, because either term fixates on legal status instead of people as individuals and asserts that only certain groups belong in the U.S. UW-Milwaukee even included politically correct on its list of disfavored terms, arguing that it has become a way to deflect saying to say that people are being too sensitive and police language. I mean, really? Again, that's the whole point of free speech. It might offend you, but it is important. Progressives now have basically given up all pretense and now think that violence is the answer. I put together a little montage of progressives and their tolerance for speech. I want to play this for you. Listen.
There is this fallacy on the left around reasoned debate. Don't assault and boycott racists and misogynists. Debate with them. Don't go low, go high. Be better. But why? Why should we be better?
Of certain individuals and institutions, we will, as per Chief Jim Hopper, punch some people in the face when they seek to destroy the least and the disenfranchised and the marginalized. And we will do it all with soul, with heart.
We take advantage of this tremendous public outcry against the administration. What we've got to do is fight in Congress, fight in the courts, fight in the streets.
If any one of our kitchen tables, you turned and you said something like, I'm the guy who has the most money in the class, or that I have a right to go out and grab women any way I want to, you'd get knocked off the chair. No. Really?
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
First off, you need to start killing the White House. The White House must die. The White House, your fucking White House, your fucking president, they must go.
Fuck deportation! No border, no nation! Fuck deportation!
No border, no nation!
The press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school, I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
There's a shadow hanging over our ideals and our values. There's assault on our values and our principles. And now more than ever, we must choose to fight. We must choose to resist. We must choose to stand up for what we believe in.
You know, you can't go to a knife fight with a spoon. And that's what we're currently doing right now.
I'm looking to just make a statement by being here, and I think the protesters are doing the same. And props to them for the ones who are doing it nonviolently, but I think that's a very rare thing to
do.
Punched while giving an interview in the street. It was a cathartic moment.
Teacher kids, just throw that fucking cop car in the garbage. That kid has got to go.
This fight will be long. This fight will be difficult. And so I call on everybody standing here and those that can hear my voice that we now must be determined to fight for the long haul.
Yeah, that's your modern Democrat Party right there, people. Mm-hmm. All the things they've railed about. All the things they've talked about. All the things they were fearful about with Trump have now come true with them. They're the ones that are intolerant. They're the ones that are violent. You know, they call Trump Hitler. But they're the brown shirts. They're the fascists. That's your modern Democrat Party right there. I don't know how they think they're going to win any other elections again. I think it's safe to say that we have at least 8 years. Thank God, really. Because I don't know what would have happened to this country if these people had taken over. All right, I'm out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege, truly, to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.